listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Well, for a very long time, lots of folks have been through the School of Ministry at Calvary Church Albuquerque. It's had a little hiatus, but it is back and with a vengeance. I don't know if that's the right thing to say, but it is back. And this weekend will be an open house for the school ministry. It's really been around for 30 years at Calvary Church Albuquerque. In studio with us, Adriana Escano, the admin at the School of Ministry. Thanks for taking the time to hang out with us a little bit.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me to do this.
Well, the School of Ministry, let's start with registration that's already underway, which, by the way, whether it's the open house or registration information, if you go to calvarynm.church in the events tab there, you'll see the information about the open house. And actually on that posting, there's a link for registration, but it got underway June 1st. Are folks starting to register, Adriana?
Yeah, so we have a few registrants so far. It opened June 1st, and it'll end on August 22nd.
So there's still time to get registration in. How long do you think it takes to register?
Maybe about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
No longer than 5 minutes.
Not a difficult task. And, you know, I'm not going to go over specific details about costs for going to the School of Ministry, because I think it's really important for folks to go to the website, find out more about it.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about it here. But I'll say this, for what it provides, it is affordable. And the tuition includes cost for a retreat,
right,
for books and the class. And can you go into more detail about the class that happens with, like, what are people going to get at the School of Ministry?
So the weekly schedule would be from Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. So the morning chunk. And so every day there's different classes for each day. So one day you'll be taking theology or biblical counseling, church history. And then there's also practical ministry training. So during the week, depending on the ministry that you're volunteering in, you'll be serving it within the church.
At Calvary Church.
Here at Calvary on Osuna, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure there's opportunity to serve like on Calvary West Side or Calvary Santa Fe, but within one of the ministries that a student signs up for, they're responsible for serving at that at least 15 hours.
Yeah, or maybe Calvary East Mountain. They just celebrated 1 year already. Actually, I need to get out there and visit. Visit that. And actually, it's been a while since I've been to Santa Fe. At any rate, this weekend at Calvary Church, it's going to be a busy weekend at Calvary Church. Lee Strobel is going to be here.
Yeah.
He's the author of The Case for Christ and 20 other books. Were you familiar with Lee before this visit?
Yes, yeah. My husband has a lot of his books.
Yeah.
They're really great.
And of course, most people familiar with The Case for Christ. You can find out about that as well at calvarynm.church. But what'll happen, I'm guessing between services on Sunday and probably, is it before and after service on Saturday?
Right. So after each service, it will be held in the hub here at Calvary on Osuna. And right after service, we'll have refreshments, food, and then we're going to have a small presentation from Pastor Nelson. He's the director of the school, and Pastor Antonio will be doing a little talk as well. And then there's going to be a chance for people to meet past School of Ministry alumni and ask questions and really try to understand what School of Ministry was for so many people. We have a lot of interest because we haven't had School of Ministry for so many years. So I think it'd be a great chance for people to come and, you know, ask any questions that they have. And there's going to be an opportunity for people to register at the open house, a chance to see the kind of textbooks that we'll be using for the school.
And, you know, I want to clarify a little bit more. Because a lot of listeners may not attend Calvary, may not be familiar with the pastors you mentioned. That's Pastor Nelson Walker, who oversees the school, and then Pastor Antonio Aragon as well will be part of that open house this weekend. And school starts the the September 2nd. Is that like the Tuesday after Labor Day?
Yes.
Okay. September, you know what? 2nd. Used to be back in the day. I don't know how it was when you were growing up, but it was, you know, pretty much no matter where you lived, it was the Tuesday after Labor Day, first day of school. Wow. And now it's like, I don't know, it depends on where, you know, there's people doing school. Easy to remember, though. The Tuesday after Labor Day, September 2nd, that'll be the first day of school for the school of ministry. And then how much can you tell us about this year's retreat for the school of ministry?
So every year we take a retreat to Lone Tree Ranch, Bible Ranch, and they have a lot of team building activities. And so it's really important for all the students to participate in that just because that's where we get to know each other and also get a feel for how the school is going to work. And really, it's a great time for Nelson likes to do an exercise called the Unity Breaker to see, you know, how strong team building is you know. So depending on the group and the number of people, if it's a smaller group, it's like a more intimate setting. We're expecting about hopefully 35 students. I think 40 is the max that we can accept.
So really this emergency to get registered, especially since it's been gone for a little while, it's come back a lot. There's been folks waiting for the school to be back.
Right.
And now that registration's underway, started June 1st, it's really a good time to get registered either now or this weekend at the open house at Calvary Church Albuquerque. And back to the retreat in Lone Tree. If you've never been to Lone Tree, it's in the Lincoln National Forest, or it's down near Lincoln. You might see Smokey Bear, in other words. Okay. Yeah. A lot of history in that part of New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned the opportunity to serve in one of the ministries at Calvary during the school ministry. And then I guess it's towards the end of the school. There's typically a mission trip, and I believe that's a voluntary trip. Right. Now, this one will happen in 2026, and location to be determined. Do you know some of the places they've gone on some of these trips in the past?
Yeah. So, for instance, my class back in 2010, 2011, we went to the Philippines.
Yeah.
But I know in the past they've gone to Israel. They've taken trips to Israel. They've taken trips to a lot of the ministry missionaries that we used to have, you know, associated with Calvary. Yeah. They would visit them and support them. I think they've gone to Eastern Europe, Mexico, the Philippines, I think, a couple times.
And your trip to the Philippines, was that the Faith or the Love, Faith, Love, Hope?
Yeah, Ranch, the orphanage.
The orphanage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. lots of spiritual growth happening. What was your experience with that?
Well, for me, that was really special. So that was probably one of the highlights of my school of ministry experience, was going on that mission trip. Getting to experience how people live in another country, especially in a third world country, it really puts things into perspective, especially about your faith and your walk with the Lord, because in these countries, all they have is Jesus, right? And so we need to live that way also. But seeing people in such a humble lifestyle, lead by example, that only have him and his word and have to depend on him for their daily needs, really is an eye opener.
Yeah.
So I would recommend it, though it's voluntary. I would probably push most of the students to sign up for the mission.
And listen, I didn't attend the school of ministry, but I have lots of friends dating, I was maybe 25, 30 years ago, that attended. And they still talk about it to this day, and the trips that they took to Eastern Europe, or like you said, the Philippines, Mexico, what have you. And another quick reminder, we've been visiting with Adriana Escano, the admin at the school ministry at Calvary Church Albuquerque. Registration started June 1st, runs through August 22nd. The open house is this weekend between the services at Calvary Church Albuquerque. And you can find the details about that on the web at calvarynm.church. Adriana, thanks not only for your time here, but for your work at the school and equipping others to get out and share their faith.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.